kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang pampagising ang hatid sa atin ni Janelle Ninon sa kanyang awit na Coffee. And speaking of Janelle, makakasama natin ngayon live sa ating programa, walang iba kundi ang ating singer mula sa Melbourne na si Janelle Ninon. Janelle, magandang araw!
Yes, good morning everyone. Good morning Ate Claudette. How are you?
I am good. Ikaw, kumusta ka? Nakapagkape ka na ba?
Yes, kakatapos lang.
Okay, so kaka-breakfast niyo lang din ng iyong family.
Yes, yes, that's true. Yes.
Ayan, ang ano naman no, napakaganda kasi talagang sabay kayo. Ganun ba yung ano niyo, ugali niyo kapag weekend? Talagang mag-ano kayo, nagkakaroon kayo ng breakfast together?
Every day, Ate Girl, we try to, you know, wow, have breakfast together as a family.
Even yes, if may trabaho si mom and dad?
Yes, kasi most of the time, ano sila pang ano, afternoon shift, si papa night shift naman. So, we have the chance to have breakfast together.
Oh, that's good. Napaka-close ng family ninyo, no? Okay, Janelle, para naman, ako kilala kita, kilala ka din ng maraming mga taga-Melbourne, pero para naman sa mga hindi ka pa kilala, maaari mo bang i-introduce ang iyong sarili sa kanila at bigyan mo kami ng konting background naman about yourself?
Ay, wow. Okay. Full name. My full name is Angela Janelle Santo Cristininon. Ayan, 22 years old po. I came here in Australia back in 2010. So 10 years na po tayo dito sa Australia. I came here with my mom, my brother, but my dad came here first because of the work. What else can I say about you guys? I've been performing. When did I start to perform? Siguro nag-start ako mag-perform noong mga 16 sa Water Garden Shopping Center. As far as I can remember, I auditioned there sa isang parang singing contest. I didn't make it through, but it was a good exposure for me. And then, what else? I had my own concert as well. Had my own concert produced by Sir CJ Tamale. What else can I say? I am still currently studying Bachelor of Nursing sa Victoria University. Last year, kuna this year, hopefully I can graduate this year.
Okay. At pagkakaalam ko din, Janelle, you also joined a TFC contest. Awit ng Tanghalan?
Yes. Tawag ng Tanghalan.
Tahawag ng Tanghalan.
Yes.
Wow.
Tawag ng Tanghalan, yes. I think that was around 2017, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, I made it to top 5 then. Siyempre, that's still a achievement of mine. I'm very much blessed to have that achievement. I didn't make it through still, but you know, being on the top 5, that's already an achievement. What else can I say? Not so bad. most of my journey talaga puro ako kanta-kanta sa social media, sa Facebook ko, sa Instagram ko. Doon ako talaga full on sa pagkanta, lalo na lockdown ngayon, doon talaga ako nag-i-spam.
Okay. So, nabanggit mo, 16 years old ka nagsimula mag-perform. So, ano ba? Anong kwento? Nung bata ka pa ba, ay mahilig ka na din sa musika? O nagkakaraoke ba kayo sa bahay? O mahilig ka manood ng mga singers? Kaya talagang na-influence ka into singing? Anong kwento doon?
Yes, you got that right. So, according to my mother, ayan. Mother.
Hello, mother.
Yes. Sabi niya na kwento niya nung around 3 years old daw, I used to listen to CDs, yung mga DVDs ng Britney Spears, Mariah Carey, ganda.
Three years old pa ito? Wow.
Yes, Ate Girl, hindi ko matandaan yun, pero apparently I did that. Yeah, tapos ano, sa back in the Philippines, we used to have, yun nga, karaoke. I mean, typical Filipinos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We always have karaoke every time. What else? Sa school, kasi nung back in the Philippines, I was really like a shy person, you know. I didn't go through sa mga singing contest ganyan back in the Philippines. Dito lang talaga ako sa Australia. Yung parang, trinay kong in-expose yung sarili ko outside para ba i-share yung talent na binigay ni God. And so I thank Australia for giving me that confidence, you know.
Mas kumbaga, mas lumabas ka na sa iyong shell. Diba? Talagang may shell.
May shell talaga, yes.
Oo. Mas naging confident ka. And I've seen you perform, Jenelle. Talagang ano, ibang klase yung boses mo. Pang ano, parang yung iyong timbre pang jazz na parang pang parang pang bossa nova, ganun yung. Ano ba yung atake mo when it comes to music?
Wow, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you. First time ako naka-ano ng ganyang compliment, and I take that with all my heart. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, of course. Ano ba yung atake mo sa musika, Jenelle? Ano yung gusto mong image when it comes to you, you know, packaging you as a singer?
Yung genre, ganon.
Genre mo, o ano yung gusto mong makilala ka ng mga tao?
Oh, wow, what a question. Ako kasi, ate, most of my music, like the music that I listen to, mostly kasi R&B talaga siya, R&B, soul, kumari si Aretha Franklin, you know, Layla Hathaway. Kasi actually sila medyo jazz din talaga yung mga voices nila. So maybe that's where I got my inspiration from.
Mm-mm.
But I want the people to know me as a singer who tells a story, you know?
Mm-mm.
Who tells a story when she sings that song. Tapos yung gusto ko ma-feel nila yung song ba. Kahit, kung if it's happy or if it's sad or if it's exciting, you know what I mean? I want them to feel that emotion when I sing that song.
Mm-mm.
Yun. Parang storyteller.
Yes.
I think most of the singers say that they want the people to feel from the singer na they're telling a story. Ganun.
Exactly. Oh. At yes. Nagawa mo yun sa yung first song na Coffee, di ba? Okay. Anong kwento? Ikaw bang nagsulat ng kanta? Anong inspirasyon mo naman dito sa kantang ito?
Ayan. So I had a help with my elementary friend sa Philippines. I contacted him. His name Daniel John. Yan. Inspiration. It's weird, pero kasi nung narinig ko yung instrumental sa YouTube, I was like, my mind just, you know, clicked like that, like a snap. I'm like, I should write a song. You see, iba yung vibe ng instrumental talaga na nakita ko na sa YouTube. Tapos, imagine ko lang yung mga couples ba? Yung mga couples when, you know, when they're together early in the morning, when they wake up, they see their other... I mean, other half, yung ba yun?
No, yung partner nila sa buhay.
Yeah, you see their partner early in the morning when they, you know, wake up. Tapos yung feeling na parang they're so in love, they're so happy that they're with their special someone. Yung ganun. Yung sa ganung perspective, parang kinikilig ako. Yung ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, dun, siguro dun ako na-inspire para magsulat ng song na Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ganun lang, in-imagine ko yung mga couples na mag-drink ng coffee, talking lang. Tapos yung simple life as a couple. While drinking coffee, in love, ganun.
Mm. At sino naman yung bumuo ng kanta? Sino ang nag-record? Sino ang nag-arrange ng mga, ng melody?
Oh, yung instrumental kasi I got it from YouTube. His name's Matthew May. I don't know which country is from. I think he's from America. Nakita ko lang talaga siya sa YouTube, ating girl. Recommended for you, ganun. So I randomly clicked on it. And then I asked for his permission if I can use his instrumental. And he was more than happy for me to do so. And I asked for his opinion, yung natapos ko na siya ma-record, which I had a help with Dan Manaloto. He's a sound engineer as
si
well.
Dan.
Yes, Kuya Dan, he's amazing. So I just recorded it via my earphones. Sa phone ko lang, ate girl. Tapos Kuya Dan, oh, he's so amazing. He did all the edits and everything, and it came out really perfect. And I loved how it turned out, you know.
Yes, napaka-amazing ng technology kasi kahit even sa telepono pwede ka lang mag-record ng isang kanta. You don't need to go to a recording studio.
That's so true. Ang galing nga, Angie. Ang galing. Basta ang galing ng pagkalinis ni Kuya Dan Manaloto sa lahat.
Okay. Mm. Pero konting, hindi naman kailangan i-edit talaga ng bonggang-bongga yung song kasi yung boses muna talagang perfect na.
Uy, hindi naman. May inubo na nga ako. Nakakahiya naman.
Okay. So, Janelle, itong lockdown, naging busy ka sa mga collabs?
Oh, yes. Yes. With Clyde. Clyde Jaramillo. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But, yeah, we decided to do 2 collabs this lockdown. And it was a dream come true of mine. Because we've been contacting, I think, late last month. I'm not entirely sure. But he was... Na-introduce siya sa akin ng isang friend ng friend na friend niya sa Bataan. He's from Bataan, apparently.
Okay.
And sinabi niya na may friend daw siya na nandito sa Melbourne.
Mm-mm.
So, okay, I should contact him as well. Kasi sabi niya na singer nga daw, they collab daw sa Philippines, ganun, gig and all that. And I'm like, okay, would be an honor na i-add siya from, kasi from dito naman siya sa Melbourne. And then, from since then, nag-contact na kami. Tapos, we had our first collab, yung Angel of Mine. That was the very first time we had the collab. So, we did that, as I said again, earphone mics lang din. Mm-hmm. Kami dalawa actually, earphone mic lang kami. We don't have that special, you know, mic to do for recording. Tapos, si Clyde ang gumawa ng lahat. As in, oh my gosh, he's so amazing. He did all the edits. Sorry. But yeah. Lang COVID.
Okay lang. Flu season din kasi. Oo.
Mm-hmm. So he did all the edits of the videos, the audios, sa lahat, as in talaga. Kaya saludong-saludo ako sa kanya. As in lahat ng mga covers sa YouTube, even just by himself, you know, he does all of his edits. Yung paglinis ng mga audio recordings, lahat-lahat siya gumagawa. Kaya it's a dream come true that we had 2 collabs this lockdown, you know, we made that happen.
Anong so, pinaka-paborito mong collab ninyo ni Clyde?
Oh my. Dalawa pa lang na namin. Pero, oh. Actually, paborito ko yung OPM na ginawa namin recently. Yung Ikaw at Ako by Moira De La Torre and her husband, Jason. I really liked that one because I feel like we did justice for our voices, if that makes sense. Like, we really sing the song, you know, we really sang the song. Saka yung harmony part towards the end, yun talaga, it hit me in the feels. Wow, hit me in the feels. Ganon! Yun yung pinaka-favorite ko, actually, yeah.
Mm-mm. So, meron pa kayong mga upcoming projects together na dapat din natin abangan?
Ooh, hopefully soon, but at the moment, we're both busy, you know, busy on our different but hopefully, sana magkaroon ulit kami ng collab. Pero at the moment, I think he's working on his sorry, Clyde, I'm gonna share it now. apparently, he's working on his own song as well.
Ah,
so
okay.
Sana, I will support him. Obviously, so let's support him. Obviously, yan. Pero sana mag-collab ulit kami soon.
Mm-mm. Okay, and also Nell, apart from doing collabs is lockdown, alam ko miyembro ka din, ikaw ay newest member ng Kiko Choir.
Ah yes, Kiko Choir of St. Francis. Oh, nakakamiso sila, grabe.
So, paano kayo ngayon do you have like sessions wherein you sing together as a choir group?
Oh no, so we do the same thing as I did with recording. So we do our own recordings. So see, Miss Lorisel, si Ate Lorisel Risaccio, I don't know, something right. Binibigyan kami ng audio recordings for us to listen to. So different. So for soprano, alto, tenor, bass, may separate audio recordings. Then we follow through that. Tapos i-record namin yung sarili namin a cappella. And then meron kaming parang folder so we can put the audio files there. And then merong nag-edit as well. She's part of the choir too. Her name's Jennifer, Ate Jennifer de Guzman, pretty sure. She does all the, so she puts everything together.
Mm-mm.
So lahat na alto, na soprano, tenor, bass, all in one. Tapos yun, ipi-play lang nila sa, I think they do live streaming sa YouTube when it's second Sunday of the month. Yes.
Ayan. Sa kabila ng mga collabs mo, pagkanta mo kasama yung like si Clyde, syempre itong pagkanta mo din sa Kiko Choir nakakatulong din sa yung spiritual health.
Oh yes, that's extremely true. Because at the moment, to be honest, hindi na ako nakakapag-participate that much because of uni work. I had placement as well last month, but I still do try my best to, you know, communicate with them through Messenger, keep in touch, ganon. And I still do audio recordings para makatulong na rin, ganon. But yeah.
Okay. So, ayan po, unang bahagi pa lang ng ating chikahan with, of course, Jinelle. At mamaya ay magpapatuloy po ang ating pag-uusap. Jinelle, mamaya naman pag-usapan natin ang iyong love life.
Patay na.
Okay lang ba? Pag-usapan natin yung kaibahan sa panliligaw ng mga Pinoy at panliligaw ng mga Australiano.
Oh my, okay.
Okay lang ba kay mom and dad mo na mag-usap tayo about this? Alam ko medyo conservative sila eh.
Hindi, okay lang. Natutulog pa naman sila.
Ah, okay.
Natutulog si Papa pala. Pero okay. Si Mama, okay lang. Silang-sila.
Ayan. Oo. Okay, sa pagbabalik po yan ng SBS Filipino. Ayan, nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino. Harana mula po sa grupong Parokya ni Edgar. At bakit po harana ang ating pinatugtog? Dahil pag-uusapan po natin ngayon ang kaibahan ng panliligaw ng mga Pinoy sa Australiano. At syempre para i-discuss sa talakayin ito, kasama pa rin natin sa telepono, walang iba kundi si Jinelle. Jinelle, nandiyan ka pa ba? Hindi ka ba nag-walk out?
Munti ka na, ate girl.
Ayan. Ito, fun fact. Si Jinelle ay wala pang boyfriend ever since.
Oh my God.
Tama, Jinelle?
Yes po.
Oo. Okay, so very, hindi naman very picky but very conservative din ang family mo, Jinelle. Hindi ba?
Yes. Pero ano naman, open na sila actually. Sila pa nga yung parang... Sino pa yung parang gusto na akong
magka-boyfriend?
So sabi ko, wala pa talaga siguro talaga. Okay lang, hintay lang tayo mga parents. Pero yeah, they're still conservative but not too much. You know what I mean? They're still open for it.
Mm. Pero alam ko, meron ka ng mga... marami, of course. Sa kagandahan ba naman, di ba? Marami na ding nanligaw sa'yo, Jinelle. Natatawa.
No, awkward ako sa mga ganito.
Hindi ka okay lang yan. Pinagdaanan ko din naman yan. So okay lang. Nakaka-relate din ako sa topic. Okay. So merong bang Pinoy na nanligaw sa'yo dati? At meron ka din bang nakadate na Australiano?
Yes. Hindi naman madami. Pero may mga nag-try mag-approach.
Mm-mm.
Lalo na nandito na ako sa Australia, but I told them na hindi ko kakayanin ng LDR at saka gusto ko kasi yung mamimit talaga ng family ko in person, you know what I mean? Hindi yung through video call. Kasi ewan ko, parang for me, hindi ko kaya ang long distance relationship. I don't think I can make it work. Kahit hindi mga quite nasa ibang bansa siya, kahit hindi sa Philippines or anywhere in the world, I don't think I can manage long-distance relationship.
Oo, medyo, mahirap yun kasi commitment talaga tapos kailangan talaga ng trust.
Trust.
Oo.
Loyalty, ganun.
Pero nung sinabi mong may nanligaw sa'yo na Pinoy, ano naman yung style niya nung naniligaw siya sa'yo?
Style niya? Parang sinabi niya sa akin na interesado daw siya, willing to wait daw siya.
Wow!
Sabi ko, oh my God, ganito pala ang feeling ng haba ng hair.
Oo.
Sabi ko, oh my God, ito pa kami sabihin para sa akin, gano'n.
Oo, niligawan din ba niya yung parents mo?
Hindi. For me, ate, kinikip ko muna sa sarili ko. Ayoko munang sabihin sa mga magulang ko until it's like serious, you know what I mean?
Oo.
Kasi ako nung nagsabi na sorry, hindi ko, wala pa sa utak ko yun. Like, it's not for me yet. Sabi ko, syempre, flattered ako na may nagkakagusto sa akin, but at this moment, it's not my priority, ganon.
Mm-hmm. Well, career muna at pag-aaral. Wow, palakpakan. Oo, sa experience ko, sa karanasan ko naman sa Pilipinas, naks talaga i-share, talagang shinare. Oo, ano naman, marami ding nanligaw. Naks!
Oo, maganda ako kasi yan. Alam mo yan.
So, sa experience ko naman, meron ako mga iba't ibang mga suitors na nanligaw na like different styles sila, pero usually ang napapansin ko pag Filipino na nanliligaw, talagang pumupunta sa bahay, kasi syempre iba din yung generation ko sa generation mo, no? Sa time ko naman, talagang pupunta sa bahay tapos kinikilala yung parents, nakikipag-usap sa parents, meron ding mga naghaharana, naks, may mga ganon, mga old fashioned. Oo. Ganun yung mga Pinoy eh, di ba? Like, mas ano tayo, kumbaga palang binibigyan natin ng halaga yung paniligaw bago, you know, bago magka-relasyon or bago pumunta sa relasyon. Ngayon naman, nagkaroon din ako ng relasyon na Australiano din. So, pero hindi ko na-experience sa kanila yung paniligaw. Sa kanila, talagang marami. Hindi ko na-experience sa kanya yung tinatawag na courtship. Kasi I think sa mga Australiano, yung courtship is parang dating na siya. Diretso na, parang magkakakilala kayo over like a meal or a coffee, ganun. Tapos parang hindi, wala lang mga factor na kailangan pumunta sa bahay, pakilala sa parents. Parang hindi, di ba? Ganun din ba yung experience mo? May naka-date or nakilala ka bang puti?
Ate, meron. First time. Well, nung I think around January yata yun. So we've been talking sa Messenger. I met her through friend of mine. So he added me sa Facebook. And I'm like, okay, I'll add you back. Kasi may mutual friends tayo. Tapos yun, he messaged me. Tapos matagal na kami nag-decide kami na parang, actually siya gusto niya lang, curious siya, parang interested siya talagang mamita ko in person. Tapos sinuggest ko nga na, sige, okay, mag-meet tayo sa nung January. Tapos timing naman kasi noon, second Sunday noon, yung mass, Filipino mass.
Oh, dinala mo siya doon?
Yes, I invited him during that time para mamit niya na rin yung, kasi as a Filipino, gusto ko mamit yung parents ba? So,
yes.
Sabi ko, ito na siguro yung perfect time para mamit na rin ng parents ko. Pero sabi ko naman sa mga parents ko, nothing serious yet, pero I have someone na gusto makipag-date po sa akin. Sabi ko gano'n before nung Filipino mas. Sabi ko, okay, go for it, gano'n. So, nakita nila yung itsura sa social media before in person.
Ah, so parang kinondition mo na sila, ma'am, ito yung itsura niya.
Yes, kasi nagtanong sila, na-curious sila, alam mo
naman.
Yes, so yun, pinakita ko, tapos nakita nila in person. Then after nung mass, yung nag-date, yun nga, sinabi mo nga, parang yun nga, coffee lang, kain-kain, tapos get to know each other. Tapos parang feeling ko, ito na ba yun? Ito na ba yung way of panliligaw ng mga puti? Kasi first time ko nga, tigil, so wala akong talagang alam. Mm-hmm. Yes, talaga. Tapos, tawag nun, may sinabi pa nga siya, sabi niya, oh, sa second date natin na ikaw naman magda-drive. Sabi ko, huy. Diba ko, as a girl, feeling ko parang mas okay pa din na yung lalaki yung, you know what I mean? Yung lalaki yung
mag-e-effort.
Mag-e-effort.
Oo.
It was weird.
It was weird. Masasanya
ko din sa Filipino courtship.
Yes. So paano yung 'di ba nag-date kayo, nag-meal kayo together? Ano ba, naghati kayo sa bayad or siya nagbayad?
Siya nagbayad.
Ah, talaga. Australiano ito. Kasi usually dito, 'di ba, parang chi-chip in ka or ikaw magbabayad ng meal mo.
Ah, hindi, siya nag-volunteer. Sabi niya, I don't mind who's gonna pay, but I can pay for nothing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, nung ka naman.
Oo, kasi naalala ko yung nung nag-date ako before, hindi ko alam na ano, usually pala, kasi sa Pilipinas, actually Australian siya, pero nandun siya sa Pilipinas. So, naging magkaibigan kami, and then hindi ko alam na pala pag kumain, like in a meal, dapat pala kanya-kanyang bayad. So, parang siguro naghintay din siya na magbayad ako ng bill. Pero sanay ako na syempre, di ba, nasanay ako sa kultura natin na usually yung mga lalaki, nag-invite yung lalaki yung maglilibre or magbabayad. Kasi parang yun yung nakasanayan natin, parang feeling natin talagang vina-value tayo, inaalagaan tayo ng ating mga manliligaw o boyfriend.
Tama.
So, sa ano naman, sa kultura sa bahay when it comes to panliligaw, meron bang certain standard naman na sinet ng iyong parents?
Uy, ko, natanong mo yan. Okay, so si Papa Mosi kasi, alam mo na, nauni ka iha.
Mm-hmm.
So si Papa, may standard siya gusto niya. So gusto niya, kunwari matagal na kami, for example, di ba, kunwari may nakikipag-date na ako for, kunwari for a long time na.
Mm.
So gusto nilang ma-meet, syempre, sa bahay. Kung seryosong lalaki, he will say yes to meet the parents sa bahay.
Mm-mm.
And then, kakausapin syempre ng parents kung ano ang intention niya, kung seryoso ba yung mga edi, yung mga alamin, yung
yes.
mga typical Filipinos. Tapos, ewan ko kung joke, ginok ni Papa yun, pero sabi niya, tatanungin niya rin yung lalaki or his driver's license just in case na masaktan niya daw yung daughter niya, yung gano'n. Sabi ko, oh my God, please pala si Papa. Kaya siguro wala pa naniligaw sa akin.
Takot. Protective talaga yung mga tatay na Pinoy, no?
Yes, so true. Si Mama, ganun din naman ang gusto niya. Pero parang medyo strict si Papa.
Mm-mm. Unika-iha din ako, Janelle. So, yes, nakaka-relate ako sa'yo. Oo. Nag-asawa ako when I was 31 years old. So parang medyo mahabang panahon din ako naghintay. Pero of course, nagka-relasyon ako prior to that. Pero nung when I got married, yung asawa ko talagang hiningi na yung kamay ko sa aking mga magulang. Actually, naniligaw pa lang siya noon. Sabi niya, pwede ko bang ligawan yung anak mo? This is from someone na naglumaki dito sa Australia. Pero Pinoy at heart pa rin. Oo. Dadating at syempre I'm sure mas maganda yung magiging experience mo when it comes to, you know, courtship. Oo. At Janelle, kung ikaw pa pipiliin, ano ba yung gusto mong, kasi wala ka pang boyfriend, 'di ba? Oo. Kung ano yung sino o ano yung kultura ng gusto mong maging boyfriend? Gusto mo ba maging ano siya? Pinoy o Australiano? O wala ka naman, you don't really mind kung ano siya as long as mahal ka niya?
Yes, yun na. Sakto, 100%. Yung someone na kahit anong kultura, as long as you accept me for who I am, as long as you accept my family for who they are, as long as you're, you know, respectful, loving, basta kahit anong kultura, at basta yung mahal, yung sincere talaga sa feelings at yung mahal talaga ako, ganon. Wala sa kultura yan.
Oo.
Depende na kay God. Alam na ni God kung sino nakatakda sa akin. Ay.
At syempre mahalaga din na nagkakaintindihan kayo. Kasing relasyon, yes. Commitment, hindi ba?
So true.
Ayan. Mga hugot sa puso ang pinag-usapan natin, Janelle. Ayan, maraming salamat sa pagbahagi mo naman sa iyong kwento, no? Sa iyong mga kwento, sa iyong love life. Alam ko medyo private yan, pero i-share mo sa amin.
Loading pa rin, pero thank you. Oh, no worries.
Janelle, imbitihan mo naman yung ating mga tagapakinig sa iyong social media accounts para masundan ka nila. Go for it.
Ayon, yes, hello po sa inyong lahat. Feel free to follow me on my Facebook. So, Angela Janelle, G-I-E-N-E-L, Santa Cruz Ninon. Sorry po sa mahabang pangalan ko. On Instagram, you can follow me at G-I-E-N-E-L-N-I-N-O-N. And on YouTube, just search up Janelle Ninon and it'll appear G, Janelle. And yeah, follow me on my music journey. Wow,
ayan.
Thank you so much.
Anong aabangan natin sa iyo in the coming months? May mga bagong kanta ka bang nakalatag?
I'm still working on another song actually, and hopefully I can put it on Spotify.
Wow.
Hopefully we can do, kasi yung isa hindi pwede kasi hindi ko own instrumental, pero hopefully I can manage to finish this one very soon. Maybe after this, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you guys updated to social media.
Thank you, Janelle. Maraming salamat sa iyong oras. And syempre, all the best. All the best sa iyong musical journey.
Yes, thank you so much for this great opportunity. It's an honor, as always. Thank you, ate.
Oo, and hihintay namin yung iyong song about your first boyfriend.
Loading.
Ayan, maraming salamat.
Thank you so
maraming
much.
Salamat, Janelle Ninon.
pag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.